Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey, friend, I am so excited that you're here with me today. Today, we're going to be talking about dealing with trauma triggers and really about healing your soul with God. I am really passionate about this topic, and the more I research it, the more I study the Word of God, and the more I just talk with you and talk with people in my local community and in the church, my heart continues to want to reach your heart, the one that feels weary, the one that feels overwhelmed by her feelings, the one that feels shame for her feelings. Most importantly, I want you to know that God isn't asking you to hide your feelings. You can be honest with Him. He's not shaming you. And there is a very healthy boundary that we can have about honoring our feelings as we elevate the Word of God, right? If you've been here for any length of time, you know that I like to say our feelings have a seat at the table, but they're not the centerpiece. So with that being said, if you need healing in your soul at all, my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, would be perfect for you to really get this jumpstart, to have a solid foundation, but also the tools that you need to move forward. I also have a Facebook group that I would love for you to join. It's free, and we talk about healing with God and also hearing from God. So make sure you check out the show notes below, join us in the Facebook group, pick up my book, and something that's coming within the next, it'll be a couple of months for sure, because it's going to be quite a process, is my new course, all about the spiritual growth framework. So you can also get on the wait list for that. But really, I wanted to talk about how there's no escaping the fact that we will experience pain in this world. I think, you know, we're just in our minds when we love God and He loves us, we think we're not going to experience pain. But I like to say that the depth of the pain that we have is also the depth of love we can experience, right? Love opens our hearts and welcomes the possibility of what could be and what is. I had to spend years relearning what love was. I didn't know. I had to relearn it because I always thought it was abuse or manipulation. I thought it was give and take. So I had to relearn to experience a God that wasn't about give or take, but that I could go to the table and sit with Him. So I was skeptical. How could God choose me, and why would He? So although God doesn't cause the pain, but we know that living with fallen humans, we know that we aren't going to get it right, right? We are going to have pain, hurt, we're going to experience trauma. And there are three main types of trauma. And I am not a psychologist or anything like that, but I want to just lay a little foundation with the trauma. We can have acute, chronic, or complex trauma. And there's also emotional trauma, which is the end result of events or experiences that leave us feeling unsafe and often helpless in this situation. It can result from a single event or being a part of an ongoing experience, such as chronic abuse, bullying, really any discrimination or humiliation. Now, I really dive deep into this in my book, Face Up With Your Feelings, because I talk about our thought patterns. I talk about when we get triggered, what happens. And so I really encourage you to pick up my book, Face Up With Your Feelings, if for anything for that. Because if you've ever wondered, why am I reacting this way? Or maybe somebody said something to you and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, why did I say that? In my book, I teach you how and why you say that, but also how to overcome it. Something else I kind of touch on is the idea of big T traumas and little T traumas. Big T trauma is really generally related to life-threatening events or situation, natural disasters, violent crimes, school shootings, a serious car accident, anything really in dealing with additional acute psychological traumas, and that can be death of a parent, really loss of a loved one, or anything along those lines. Now, little T traumas can revert to events that typically don't involve violence or disaster, but can create significant distress. It could be a breakup, death of a pet, losing a job, getting bullied, right? Being rejected by friends. And for some, this can even look like good things. Little T traumas can actually be formed by something such as a wedding, planning a wedding, because it's something that can create significant distress, especially family issues that come up and all of that. But this is something that typically doesn't threaten somebody's physical safety. So for me, I wanted to be cautious really about labeling everything we experience as trauma. Because when people disagree with us, when we get offended, when we get upset at our coworkers, when we're in a fight with a friend, we are really just having life experiences where we have to work through conflict, right? So when our feelings are hurt, it's not always a trauma. We want to label appropriately to heal accordingly. And I think in today's culture, in today's society, when our feelings get hurt, it's really easy for us to label that as trauma or abuse. Versus maybe it's something that people have disagreed with, maybe that offended us. And so we really have to be careful which one is which. But we have responses from our pain based on trauma triggers, right? And our bodies are going to respond accordingly. However, this is what I want you to know, is that God's love for you is not on trial. He wants to walk through this healing with you as you become more like Him. That is something that I discussed really early on in my book, Face Up With Your Feelings, really in the first chapter, laying this foundation about creating the space you need to heal, why we need space. And I'm not talking about weekend getaways, friend. I'm talking about how to heal in your car, in the carpool line, at the red light, at the doctor's office. If you think that healing is just like spending hours in the Bible, which that is healing. But if that's the only means of healing, I just want to give you a fresh revelation in my book to help you walk through this process. Remember that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. He's not changing His mind about you. But what happens is that our feelings, when they go unchecked and out of submission from the Word, our wounds are left bleeding, right? And then we just start bleeding everywhere. And that hinders our ability to receive God's grace and mercy in our lives. This is where we start to think and eventually believe, I'm not good enough for God. I made too many mistakes. Why would He want to love me? How could He forgive me? See, the good news is that His love, grace, and mercy have nothing to do with what you did or didn't do. You didn't go to the cross for your sins. Jesus did. And that means that you do not, and you don't do anything now, and what you don't do in the future, or do, so has no effect on His affection towards you. You can't change what you didn't start. So I want to break this down just a little bit about why acknowledging what we know, logic and truth, and our relationships, which is emotional, must be in balance with each other to really experience this fullness of God and heal from the triggers and heal our soul. Our brains have two sides. Now, of course, they are always communicating with each other, but a lot of people like to look at it this way. We have a left and a right side. The right side is where we feel connection, relational components, identity and worth, emotional expression, nonverbal communication through the body, and just even imagination, just to kind of give you an idea. Our left brain focuses on logic, critical thinking, reasoning, conscious thought, and speech. So each side works together at the same time. However, one side of our brain tends to guide us more than the other, right? I'm sure many of us, we want to say, okay, yeah, I'm definitely more emotional, or I'm more logical because I avoid my emotions. But when we try to build a relationship through works is why I believe so many of us have a really hard time living out the truth we read in the pages of the Bibles. Trying to build a relationship through works is why I believe so many of us have a hard time living out the truth we read in the pages of our Bible. And restoring the brokenness we feel versus receiving forgiveness through repentance, right? That all goes together. The good news is that God doesn't care about how much we know or do in his name, right? He wants to know if we know him. And Matthew 7, 21 through 23 really paints a clear picture of this for us. And the context of this scripture is that he's closing out his Sermon on the Mount by sharing a final warning about true faith. Jesus is reminding us that people will use all the right words, but they will not belong to the Lord. Jesus was not talking about the knowledge, about knowledge in the scripture. He was really talking about relationships. And in that scripture, Matthew 21 through 23, it's talking about not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of thy Father, will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. God created us for relationship with him. Let's take a deeper look, though, at what happens when we live in our pain and sin. Emotional pain left unchecked creates these loops in the emotional side of our brain, which really is disconnecting from the part of the brain that conducts reasoning and cognitive, which is conscious thinking processing. So when we just live in our emotions all the time, we actually shut down the part of our brain that brings reason, that brings conscious thinking. So the reasonable part of our brain is unable to help the emotionally loaded part of the brain, and that gets in the way from the pain. So we experience pain, trauma, and sin. Adrenaline rushes through the body, and the memory is imprinted into the amygdala, which the amygdala holds the emotional significance of the event, including the intensity and impulse of the emotion. Hang with me. Which is part of the limbic system. And that is the part of the brain involved in our behavioral and emotional responses, especially when it comes to behaviors we need for survival. Okay, so maybe you need to pause that, rewind it, hit that back button for 30 seconds, re-listen to that again about what is happening in our brains when we let emotion go unchecked. So for example, if you're on a roller coaster, your sensory information is fear, speed, stress, excitement, and it's not life-threatening though. The amygdala can read the emotional significance of the event as if it's a fun ride and that you'll be off in 3 minutes. It isn't going to last forever. And you go back to your normal day at the park. The memories are stored through fragments of visual images. So smells, sounds, tastes, or touch. And I love this, just how it brings it together through scripture. It's why scripture tells us to not live carnally. And to live carnally is to live by our five senses. And the amygdala doesn't tell it like a story. It stores it in our brains like fragments through our senses. So engaging the body and the mind in the recovery process of healing is crucial, especially when it comes to healing from any kind of trauma or pain and healing our souls. This is where really our faith and our works draw parallel. It's not about our works, but our faith is completed by our works. People see what we do. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, if you want a deeper study into this, I actually have basically a whole chapter talking about feelings and emotions, what each one of them are, because they're very different, how they interact. And I actually go into some neuroscience as well in the book. But for me, I also wanted to address faith and works and talking about the scripture in James when he is discussing faith and works. So I want to just give you a few tips today on repairing and strengthening your relationship with God, because this is going to help with your healing journey. I want you to think about finding your distractions. What is distracting you from the truth? Get quiet. I want you to think about putting down your phone. Think about what's distracting you. And the second thing is getting quiet. The third thing is get honest. Stop hiding from God. You don't have to hide from him. You can go to him. Number four, be humble. Let's go of the blame and the self-righteousness and enter into his presence with humility. It's not excusing what anybody did, but there's something about when we release the blame, we can look at also ourselves and our hearts and what kind of feelings that we're holding on to. I want you to surrender. This is the last one, number five, what's out of your control, meaning know what's in your control, how you think, what kind of actions you're taking, how you're spending your days. Those are things that we can manage in our own life, right? Our schedules, how many things that we say yes to. So surrender what's out of your control and know what's in your control that the Lord has given you to steward well. Again, you can find all of this and more inside of my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, for a more deeper dive into this topic. But I also want to invite you to join us inside the Facebook group. Get on that wait list, because the course that's coming out in the next coming months is really going to do a deep dive with healing our hearts with God, our hearts with ourselves, right? Healing, walking through that process of forgiveness and compassion toward ourselves. And what does that even mean? Is it biblical? Healing our relationships, people, boundaries, emotional boundaries, all the things. So pick up the book, get on the wait list, and join us right over inside the Facebook group. And until next time, don't forget, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. How free would you feel if your feelings didn't get the final say in your life, but God's word did? Many of us allow our feelings to be the engine in our lives instead of the caboose. We are run by our feelings when we run away from them. But as I teach in my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, we no longer have to run and hide from our feelings. Our feelings can lead us into a deeper relationship with God. Whether you feel too busy to slow down, believe you are not worth the time, the effort, or the fight, you feel so overwhelmed with where to start, or have no idea how to take your thoughts captive, question your thoughts, or renew your mind, my book, Face Off With Your Feeling, helps you create space step by step to heal the tender places of your soul. In my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, I teach you how worthy you are of love and healing because of our good Father in heaven. I write from my own journey, and I share simple, tangible action steps for you to take as you work through the process of healing, including changing the way you think about God to change the way you live with God, creating the space you need to find healing, discovering how to get the word of God from your head into your heart, experience and love of God through relationship and not works, and finally, finding freedom from shame about what you feel so that you can heal. So if you are ready for your feelings to not be the engine in your life that runs you, but rather the caboose, pick up my book, Face Off With Your Feelings, by heading to jessicahoddle.com/shop today.